Hello everyone, my name is Adi Serik. I'm the CEO and founder of CompuServe Corporation. It is my pleasure to be able to present to you our e-signature solution for Microsoft Dynamics CRM 2011. CompuSite is a Microsoft Gold certified partner and an independent software vendor headquartered in Seattle, Washington. Our core team has an extensive experience in developing custom business solutions based on the cutting-edge Microsoft technologies. We focus on Microsoft platforms, development tools, and technologies in all our software implementations. We also utilize industry-accepted software design patterns in order to improve quality and agile development methodologies to deliver enterprise-class systems that fully meet our client needs. Our mission is to provide true innovation to our clients by delivering software on time and on budget. CompuSite remains first and foremost a provider of consulting services for the medium to large enterprises. With operations in North America, Europe and Asia, we leverage our broad presence to offer the right combination of on-site project managers with development teams in our offshore locations. This model enables us to enhance operational capabilities while reducing costs and risks through the highest development standards, transparency, and security. CompuSite is closely aligned with Microsoft from the technologies and trends perspective. We build solutions and products for Dynamics CRM and Dynamics GP, as well as the number of other Microsoft platforms, such as SharePoint Server, Windows Phone 7, and Microsoft Azure. Our consultants are also expert developers, using the advanced features of .NET Framework and Microsoft SQL Server. Getting a signature on a piece of paper is something we have all experienced, and it is a large component of any CRM-driven process. It is hard to imagine a quote order invoice process happening without at least one signing event. However, getting a signature on a paper document is quite difficult. It requires the interruption of an electronic CRM process in order to achieve, and often results in the opportunity loss. It is inconvenient for the customer and expensive for the provider. Anybody who has ever signed a real estate offer would probably agree that routing and making corrections on a paper document back and forth via fax machines results in one completely illegible piece of paper, not to mention the coordination and phone calls required to do so. Companies that are already using electronic signature for a variety of business processes usually do so in multiple systems that do not talk to each other. That results in manual retyping of information that is time-consuming and error-prone. Let us take a look at a typical paper-driven process. Usually a business user is going to combine the data coming from CRM and documents that could be stored in SharePoint or some other document management system manually. Then they will go ahead and print that, let's say, contract, and they will mail it to the customer. Customer will then go ahead and sign it, and they might even fax the document back just as a convenience or to make the whole process faster. Once the faxed document is back, the user is going to scan it, store the scan back into SharePoint or any document management system, and update the CRM manually. Now, with CompuSite e-signature for Dynamics CRM, the process is much simpler. The actual implementation is going to combine the data from CRM with the documents stored in SharePoint or an e-signature template. Then it's going to get electronically routed to the signer who signs it on their screen. They could also be signing it using a PDA or a mobile device or a tablet. Once it's signed, it's sent back and the CRM is updated automatically, as well as document is stored for archiving in a SharePoint repository. CompuSite e-signature for Dynamics CRM is fully integrated product for not just Microsoft Dynamics CRM, but also SharePoint and Windows Phone 7. It allows businesses to achieve straight-through document processing It shortens the sales cycle and reduces cost. It streamlines collaboration with clients, increases productivity and efficiency, eliminating the rekeying of data, and reducing environmental footprint. It also drives internal CRM usage up, in a sense that users are not spending time retyping information, but they're actually using CRM to mine for data or see where their documents are in the sales process. CRM itself offers many advantages for developers like us. CompuSide already offers e-signature integration for Dynamics CRM 4, so it was natural for us to upgrade our product to work with CRM 2011 as well. In the process of doing so, we have discovered many improvements to the CRM 2011 as a development platform. For example, form layouts are much more flexible, allowing us to position sections side by side, as well as field labels on top, left, or right of each field. Also, the use of inline subgrids for child records is something that has made our job integrating much easier and using less code. In order to make the most commonly required attributes visible at all times, we can now place these fields in the header or footer so they will always be displayed regardless of the scrolling and the length of the form. Native SharePoint integration is something we have been very excited about. In previous versions of Dynamics CRM, we had to manually configure and integrate our e-signature solution with the SharePoint libraries that are used as a source of documents to be signed, as well as to archive the signed digital copies. With the native integration as a part of CRM 2011, our SharePoint integration is much more robust and flexible. Another improvement is the use of link programming within the CRM 2011 SDK. Dynamics CRM 4 requires the use of many objects such as query expression, filter expression, or condition expression in order to perform a retrieval of a single record from the CRM. Link support in CRM 2011 allows us to perform complex queries, specify the fields to sort by and group by using a familiar link to object syntax we are so used to as .NET developers. Speaking of .NET developers, another improvement is the use of .NET data types in CRM 2011 as opposed to the CRM types such as CRM money, CRM boolean, and CRM number. This really speeds up the time required for the .NET developer that's new to CRM, since they are already familiar with these .NET data types. Another feature worth mentioning are the dialogues, a completely new type of workflow in CRM 2011. We can now have workflows that allow for the interaction with the end user, as opposed to the traditional background workflows that cannot prompt the user for input. Somewhat related to workflows, in CRM 2011 we can register a plugin to run as a part of the transaction and not only pre or post transaction as in CRM 4. Finally, in CRM 4 we had to develop our own deployment procedures and wizards to deploy a variety of entities, code bits and customizations. With the new solution management in CRM 2011, the entire process becomes much easier and is handled by the platform itself. We are able to export our entire solution from one environment and promote it to another without writing a single line of code. CompuSide e-signature solution is composed of a service layer implementation and clients for different platforms, varying from CRM 2011 online to Windows Phone 7 mobile. Service layer implementation can be either hosted on IIS using a Microsoft SQL database or on a Microsoft Azure platform using the Azure Data Storage. On the other hand, e-signature clients utilize client-side technologies such as Silverlight and JavaScript, as well as managed APIs, as in the case of Windows Phone application and SharePoint web part. E-signature service layer acts as a service bus that runs a specific e-signature provider service API implementations. These e-signature provider modules can be run as standalone WCF services or can also be run as provider modules in the e-signature service host. The e-signature host uses a special dispatch implementation. The implementation consists of, number one, the message inspector that is responsible for listening to incoming calls from different e-signature clients, differentiate the client calls according to the message metadata, and the Unity instance provider that is responsible for preparing the e-signature service instance by injecting the correct e-signature provider module. This implementation increases the robustness of the e-signature service and decreases the dependency between the service and different providers and helps with the overall service abstraction. CRM 2011 client is a pure client-side implementation. It uses XRM JavaScript programming interface of Microsoft Dynamics CRM. This programming interface is mainly used to create customizations which integrate seamlessly with the MSCRM base features.
Let us take a quick look at a typical use case scenario.
As we will see, sending an e-signature request is really easy sending an email. You just click on Send Envelope in Account Entity in CRM and create a new envelope for signature. We can change the recipient here, remove the existing one, add a new one. We are adding a CRM contact as a recipient. And then we can also go ahead and add some documents to this envelope. We are doing do local attachment from a local drive. I just pick a Word document and attach it. And then go ahead and tag. What tagging is really just adding additional fields to the document that we want to collect information from the customer, such in this case signature or a date when the document was signed. And then we just go ahead and send to the recipient to go ahead and sign. Recipient gets an email link and starts the signing process. It literally takes minutes to complete the signing. They go ahead and decide to review the document, and then they go ahead and sign it, confirm signing, and that completes their end of the process. We also employ real-time reporting with CRM dashboards, as you will see here in the e-signature section of CRM. You will see that there is three envelopes outstanding. Two are completed, one has been voided. So we can open the envelope we just sent and completed and see all of the details of when the envelope was sent, created, who signed it, which documents were attached. We can also browse to the SharePoint library, which stores the archived copy of a document, and actually see, in this case, the summary of a transaction that happened, who signed it and when, from which IP address. We can also send and collect data using templates. So you will see here the address. We are sending an envelope. It's based on a template. We are sending essentially a W-9 form to a vendor in this case. So we choose the appropriate template. You see the recipient has already been filled in based on the customer entity. We just click send. The recipient or the signer gets the email as usual with a link which they click to sign a document. And you will notice when this document loads that the information has already been populated, so like the address is already in there. And the signer might choose to edit that address to actually correct it. Like in this case, they're making Second Avenue into Third. They also provide here required social security number or employer identification number, and a complete signing of a W-9 form. When a form is signed, it's actually fed back into CRM, and the entity it was sent from is updated. You can see here the corrected address on my contact entity. Thank you for your time and interest in CompuSight e-signature for Dynamics CRM 2011.